This is the listening section. There are two parts in this section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do.
Part 1. You will hear an interview with a teenager called Amy Monero, who is talking about her interest in music, particularly jazz piano. Choose the correct answer from A, B or C for each question.
Today I'm talking to Amy Monero, who's played the piano for 12 years, but is still only 16. Amy, how did you start?
Well, my father's a musician. He taught me some basic tunes when I was only 4. Then, after a couple of years, my parents paid for me to have after-school piano classes. I played classical music with my piano teacher every week until I began secondary school. I gave up extra lessons then, even though my school music teacher, Mrs. Jones, said I needed more practice. But I was already getting a lot of help from her by then.
So what was your first big performance like?
Well, by the time I performed at my first big event, I'd already been in lots of small competitions. So playing on stage was nothing new. Although I had no idea so many people would come to watch us that evening. That was amazing. My mother had bought me a wonderful dress, and normally I'd love that. But that evening, I was so busy, I hardly noticed.
And then you started jazz piano. Did you enjoy playing jazz?
Well, my school was starting a jazz band, so I joined. They were all good players, though, and I had no idea what jazz even was then, and I couldn't understand the music at first, so I got quite annoyed with it. But after a while, I began to love it. So for a year, I studied all I could on jazz.
And you give music lessons now, don't you?
Yes, basic piano. I'm keen that as many young people as possible become interested in music. I charge a low fee as I'm not a qualified teacher, but lessons are not too expensive in my town anyway. I pass people on to experienced teachers when they're ready, or introduce them to other instruments if the piano's not for them. Teaching helps my playing too, although that's not the reason I do it.
And you also write a blog on the internet?
Yeah, it's like a diary. I write a bit every day for people to read, about school and so on. I love writing, even more than music, so it's great to do it. I write about my favourite musicians, especially one who's also a journalist. And I talk about music shows I attend. If they're good, I advertise them.
So, what is it about music that you love?
Well, I've never met anyone who hates it. Everyone finds something they like. But it communicates to everyone, whether they speak English or not. And music can sound just as great played by an older musician as it can by a younger person like me.
Amy, thanks very much.
Now, listen to part one again.
Today I'm talking to Amy Monero, who's played the piano for 12 years, but is still only 16. Amy, how did you start?
Well, my father's a musician. He taught me some basic tunes when I was only 4. Then, after a couple of years, my parents paid for me to have after-school piano classes. I played classical music with my piano teacher every week until I began secondary school. I gave up extra lessons then, even though my school music teacher, Mrs. Jones, said I needed more practice. But I was already getting a lot of help from her by then.
So what was your first big performance like?
Well, by the time I performed at my first big event, I'd already been in lots of small competitions. so playing on stage was nothing new, although I had no idea so many people would come to watch us that evening. That was amazing. My mother had bought me a wonderful dress, and normally I'd love that. But that evening, I was so busy, I hardly noticed.
And then you started jazz piano. Did you enjoy playing jazz?
Well, my school was starting a jazz band, so I joined. They were all good players, though, and I had no idea what jazz even was then. And I couldn't understand the music at first, so I got quite annoyed with it. But after a while, I began to love it. So for a year, I studied all I could on jazz.
And you give music lessons now, don't you?
Yes, basic piano. I'm keen that as many young people as possible become interested in music. I charge a low fee, as I'm not a qualified teacher, but lessons are not too expensive in my town anyway. I pass people on to experienced teachers when they're ready, or introduce them to other instruments if the piano's not for them.
Hmm.
Teaching helps my playing too, although that's not the reason I do it.
And you also write a blog on the internet?
Yeah, it's like a diary. I write a bit every day for people to read, about school and so on. I love writing, even more than music, so it's great to do it. I write about my favourite musicians, especially one who's also a journalist. And I talk about music shows I attend. If they're good, I advertise them.
So what is it about music that you love?
Well, I've never met anyone who hates it. Everyone finds something they like. But it communicates to everyone, whether they speak English or not. And music can sound just as great played by an older musician as it can by a younger person like me.
Amy, thanks very much.
Part 2. You will hear a boy, called Adam, telling his class about a hot air balloon flight he went on. Fill in each blank with no more than two words.
Hello everyone. My name's Adam, and I want to tell you about a trip I did with my family in a hot air balloon. A huge balloon filled with hot air, with a basket underneath. Amazing! We set off early in the morning, near my home. It was a couple of hours after sunrise when we left. We were up in the balloon for an hour, although because of the training with our pilot, Ben, before we took off, the whole experience took 3 hours in all. The view was amazing. I was able to see right across our town and all the way to the mountains. There were some huge birds flying around, and because the balloon was so silent, they weren't afraid. We also flew over some great sights in our area, like the castle, which I go to a lot, and the river. And I didn't realise that a bridge we flew over was the one I crossed to school every day. It looked really different. Everyone had said I should wear thick clothes for the flight, as it would be cold in the basket. But in fact, it felt warm, partly because of the hot air inside the balloon. The only problem was that it got a bit uncomfortable in the basket. There were only six of us, so it wasn't crowded, but there was nowhere to sit, so we had to stand all the way. I really wanted a few cushions. Soon it was time to come down again. Balloons often land somewhere like a farm or a park, but Ben had arranged for us to come down on a golf course. There was a crowd watching when we got to the ground. It was all fantastic anyway, and I really want to go again soon.
Now, listen to part two again.
Hello everyone. My name's Adam, and I want to tell you about a trip I did with my family in a hot air balloon. A huge balloon filled with hot air, with a basket underneath. Amazing! We set off early in the morning, near my home. It was a couple of hours after sunrise when we left. We were up in the balloon for an hour, although because of the training with our pilot, Ben, before we took off, the whole experience took 3 hours in all. The view was amazing. I was able to see right across our town and all the way to the mountains. There were some huge birds flying around, and because the balloon was so silent, they weren't afraid. We also flew over some great sights in our area, like the castle, which I go to a lot, and the river. And I didn't realise that a bridge we flew over was the one I crossed to school every day. It looked really different. Everyone had said I should wear thick clothes for the flight, as it would be cold in the basket. But in fact, it felt warm, partly because of the hot air inside the balloon. The only problem was that it got a bit uncomfortable in the basket. There were only six of us, so it wasn't crowded, but there was nowhere to sit, so we had to stand all the way. I really wanted a few cushions. Soon it was time to come down again. Balloons often land somewhere like a farm or a park, but Ben had arranged for us to come down on a golf course. There was a crowd watching when we got to the ground. It was all fantastic anyway, and I really want to go again soon.
That is the end of the listening section. Stop working on this section and do the other parts of the test.